You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour has begun. We'll be joined by Reese Marrero in just a minute. But first, I want to go to this video of a recently declassified military project called Argus. It's horrifying. Let's watch.
This is the next generation of surveillance. For the first time, we actually have permission from the government to show the basic capabilities. It is important for the public to know that some of these capabilities exist.
Engineer Yanis Antoniadis designed the new sensor, known as Argus. With 1.8 billion pixels, it's the world's highest resolution camera. Argus fits inside this pod that attaches to the belly of a UAV. But because much of the work is classified, we can't see the sensor itself.
Because we are not allowed to expose some of the pieces that make up the sensor, so you get to look at pretty plastic curtains.
Also known as wide area persistent stare, Argus is the equivalent of having up to 100 predators look at an area the size of a medium-sized city at once. This image was taken 17,500 feet above Quantico, Virginia, and covers 15 square miles.
This whole image is at a very, very fine resolution. So if we wanted to know what is going on in any spot along this image, say near this building at this intersection, we can generate a moving image that shows what's going on in the area.
Simply by touching the screen, Antoniadis has opened up a window showing a detailed area while still maintaining the broader context.
And everything that is a moving object is being automatically tracked. The color boxes represent that the computer has recognized the moving objects. You can see individuals crossing the street. You can see individuals walking in parking lots. There's actually enough resolution to be able to see the people waving their arms or walking around, what kind of clothes they wear. And you could pick the location of where you produce these images anywhere in the entire field of view.
Antoniadis can open up to 65 windows at once and can see objects as small as 6 inches on the ground.
From even 17,500 feet, the white thing that you see flying around is a bird.
Argus streams live to the ground and also stores everything, 1 million terabytes of video a day, which is the equivalent of 5,000 hours of high-definition footage.
So you can go back and say, I would like to see what happened at this particular location 3 days, 2 hours, 4 minutes ago, and it would actually show you exactly what happened as if you were watching it live.
To create the world's highest definition camera, Antoniadis needed to design a new imaging chip. But DARPA, the project's funder, wanted to move fast and keep costs down. So he borrowed technology that most people have in their pockets.
Inside this cell phone, we find a tiny little camera. So if you were to take off the majority of it, you'd be left with an imaging chip. If you were to take 368 of these and make a big mosaic out of them and start shooting images, now you have Argus.
Unlike the Predator camera that limits field of view, Argus melds together video from each of its 368 chips to create a 1.8 billion pixel video stream. This makes it possible to zoom in and still see tremendous detail. Whether Argus has been deployed in the field is classified.
Well, I'm not at liberty to discuss plans with the government, but if we...
So that was Argus, the new unveiled declassified technology. In case you thought you could get away from the eye in the sky and the surveillance from face tracking to, you know, satellite observation, there is no escape, folks. Once the prison planet door is shut, it's locked for good. And this is the technology they're showing you. This is the technology they're telling you about. You can only imagine the stuff they have under wraps that they're still using to observe and surveil. We'll be back on the other side with our special guest, Reese Marrero. Don't go anywhere, folks. InfoWarsStore.com. Support us there in everything that we do.
In Arizona, I think we watched the election be stolen, slowly stolen, day by day, counting these mail-in ballots. And it's absolutely absurd for anyone to take our election seriously when we it's election month, Alex. It's not election day. And that's the problem. And everything changed after COVID-19. They illegally changed state elections, mailing ballots to anyone and everyone, and sometimes mailing multiple ballots to people. Well, this isn't any way to run an election. We aren't a serious country when we have elections that can be stolen like this. And I believe that, just like I believe the election was stolen in 2020, and I have no problem saying that, and it is so absurd for the media and the Democrats to attack us that question our election integrity and question the fact that elections shouldn't be run the way they are. We're not election deniers. We're election realists.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour has begun today. We're going to go to a report now by Reese Marrero, who joins me in studio. He's actually the editor of American Journal and producer at InfoWars. His band.video page is The PsyOp Cop, where he combats the clown world with laughter and merciless ridicule. So you can find this video at PsyOp Cop on band.video. Thanks for joining us, Reese.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. It's a pleasure to be here with you this morning.
And this video is about Texas secession, a topic near and dear to my heart. Anything you want to say as we set up this video?
Yeah, just real quick. You know, in my time here, I've noticed a recurring theme come up in our audience and the people we interact with, which is the question of solutions. Solutions. What are solutions? We examine the darkness so much, but how can we actually solve this? And I think one of the rubrics that I used to approach this as of late was the four boxes of liberty, which is the soapbox, the ballot box, the jury box, and then lastly, if it comes to that, the ammo box. Right. Should it come to that? And I believe that this report basically lays out a prescription for avoiding the ammo box, because war is hell. It's right. Absolutely to be avoided at all costs. And peaceful secession, I think, is the antidote to that absolute chaos.
Right, exactly. Well, I'm very excited to talk more about secession with you. But let's go now to this video, and we'll talk about it on the other side. Is it time for a peaceful national divorce? You can find it on the PsyOp Cop channel on band.video. Here it is.
If you're a freedom-loving, pro-human American in the year 2022, it should be obvious to you by now that the federal government hates you. Over the past 2 years, this tyrannical institution has subjected all of us to a hellacious circus of psyops that strives ever upwards towards the peak of clown world. However, you and I both know that there is no peak to clown world. So how do we get off this ride? What do we do? Let's take a moment to remind ourselves where we're currently at.
Where are we at?
And then explore a solution that few people are talking about right now. Subscribing to an ideology that rejects God and objective reality, our government is attempting to steer America towards an anti-human, transhumanist future. To pave the way for this, definitions can be rewritten and memory-holed at their request. The First Amendment is subject to a biased algorithm curated by limp-wristed metrosexuals in California. A nightmare, you say? Nay, this is democracy. This is progress. This is their truth.
Your sperm don't make you male.
Then what does?
It's a constellation.
In reality. In truth. Okay.
Whose truth are we talking about?
The establishment's idea of progress means demolishing restraint against our baser impulses and desires. In an age where millions are atomized by social media and struggle to feel anything real, the causes of progressivism embolden the liberal masses by fueling their egos and giving them a sense of purpose. Whether it's through the compliance of urbanite champagne clinkers or the belligerent rage of outright psychotics, the federal government is furthering their agenda by openly encouraging this standing army of moral relativist children. The cement has hardened, and the people who remain ignorant will most likely never wake up to the evil that they are supporting. So what do we do? Solutions to this madness appear hard to come by. Grab the muskets? No. The feds want nothing more than for a LARPy conservative uprising to happen so they can institute full martial law. Various alumni of the Ray Epps Drama School have attempted to provocateur this with hilarious results.
If you blow my truck up, man, hey, it's on you, Doug. I'm ready to die for cause.
Sure, Jan.
They've revealed what they want most of all, and we must not give them that. But wait, how about voting our way out of this?
You serious?
Again, what do we do? I believe that the solution to this open tyranny begins by asking a single question. Should we still be a part of this? Should we still be a part of this corrupt, degenerate federal machine that is powered by blackmail and is actively engaged in a demonic pact with anti-human postmodernist pedophiles? Why are we stuck playing hand after hand in this openly rigged card game? Why are we still here? It's time for freedom-loving Americans to begin a national conversation on the subject of peaceful divorce. Secession. Yes, the S word. We have a hard time even saying the word secession because we've been gaslit into thinking that leaving a rigged card game is somehow being unreasonable or cowardly. Or maybe it's because generations of history class programming has taught us to associate the word secession with other fun words like slavery and racism. Let's conclude this report by examining two secessionist movements happening right now. The Greater Idaho Movement, started by a man named Mike McCarter, is a campaign to merge the conservative state of Idaho with the eastern section of Oregon. Eastern Oregon is predominantly rural, conservative, and can no longer tolerate the city of Portland speaking for them. While the movement is still young, it's nonetheless gaining traction and has support from the state of Idaho as well. However, the liberal media has wasted no time scoffing at it with pompous Marvel movie sarcasm.
Okay, so what is Move Oregon's border?
We want to adjust the border, taking eastern Oregon, shifting to Idaho, to help maintain the conservative values that Idaho has over there.
You're like the first guy I've ever met who wants to go to Idaho.
Amazing. They still don't understand that that patronizing, I'm so much smarter than you tone is what got Trump elected in 2016. Ultimately, the U.S. Congress would need to approve of this border shift should the movement come to pass. This process is outlined in the Constitution and has happened before. Eastern Oregonians are exercising their rights to self-determination in order to be represented by those who share their best interests. There's literally nothing wrong with this. We wish them the best. The Texas Nationalist Movement, or TEXIT, seeks to go a step further than Greater Idaho. Spearheaded by Daniel Miller, the movement wants to separate Texas from the federal government and reestablish the state as the independent republic it once was. He poses a question that should make any frustrated, freedom-loving Texan think. If you were an independent, self-governing nation, would you vote to join the Union right now? If you wouldn't vote to join, then why would you stay? Texas is a strong candidate to pull off secession and prosper on the other side. The state already pays more into the federal system than it receives, despite what the snarky columnists may say. Should Texas come to pass, pressing issues like border security could finally be addressed without bureaucratic gridlock and moralist condemnation. Texas seeks to put the question of secession to a statewide referendum, fully adhering to the principle that such a hefty decision should be fueled by the will of the people. Will the federal government allow the will of the people to manifest calmly and peacefully? Or will they block the exit door like an abusive lover, fearing the loss of their precious punching bag? Time will tell whether these movements are successful, but here's the final point. Separation does not have to be violent. It can and should end amicably. The right isn't instigating a cultural war with the aim of total domination. We are not the aggressors. We are the preservers. We just want to be left alone and treated with dignity and respect by our countrymen and representatives. Unfortunately, neither of these two things are happening anymore. This is not conspiracy theory. We have the videos, the cuts, the bruises, and the caskets to prove it.
They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. And they fan the flames of political violence.
If you find yourself getting triggered over the idea of breaking up the U.S., make sure you're not engaged in idol worship over this symbol. Don't salute a flag. Salute the pro-human principles that the flag represents. But ask yourself this question, and be honest. Are those principles really being honored by our leaders right now? Do the majority of your countrymen value and honor these principles as well? We must peacefully consolidate our sovereignty back to the states to preserve that which made America great in the first place. If we don't, we all go down in this ship of fools together. We've tried to be civil and compromise, but it's clear now more than ever that certain values are exempt from compromise. Things like bodily autonomy, the protection of children, and the right to worship as we see fit are not up for debate. The solution is not to fight, but to go our separate ways peacefully and never look back. The solution is national divorce. This is the PSYOP Cop for InfoWars.com.
Man, that was fantastic. The PSYOP Cop Bandot video. Is it time for a peaceful national divorce? You got to share that video, folks. Honestly, I think that video could sway a lot of people, even in just being open to the idea of secession, which just get your foot in that door and then we can have the conversation. Reese Marrero made that. He's the editor of American Journal and producer here at InfoWars. We're going to talk about that video and what secession means on the other side. Stay with us, folks. Share that video. Seriously, click it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been studying the globalists for more than 30 years, and I have tracked the fact they're obsessed with keeping the general population of the planet, particularly America, from producing our own free market solutions and ideas. They want monopolies over the economy. And we saw that in the last 3 years, blocking therapeutics, blocking scientists and researchers that expose the truth about COVID and its origins or its treatment. And there have been so many great telephonic sites and organizations and groups that popped up with the therapeutics that saved potentially millions of lives, bare minimum, hundreds of thousands. But now, the platinum standard of medical doctor researcher, Dr. Peter McCullough, working with other top doctors from around, not just the U.S., but Canada and around the world, have come up with OnlineHealthNow.com, the wellness company, so that it's a one-stop shop. So when they take over Big Pharma, when Big Pharma takes over local medicine, the answer is going to doctors, going to organizations and groups that actually care about you and aren't working with the power structure. That's how free market works. And it's so important, believe me, my own life, my family's life, that I had Patriot doctors and telephonic medicine during the heat of the pandemic that saved members of my family's life. And I felt like I was dying. I think saved my life. But now, the platinum standard in this, under Peter McCullough, is heading up a major organization to bring this revolution to the general public. So this is a revolutionary act, ladies and gentlemen. Taking control of your health freedom today at OnlineHealthNow.com with the wellness company. Dr. Peter McCullough, spend a few minutes telling us about this revolutionary action.
Alex, thanks for introducing the most positive development we've seen now in decades. For the last 3 years, we've had a continuance of fear in dark news day by day by day. It's so wonderful to bring you a positive solution, the wellness company. We have tremendous physician leadership, wonderful e-commerce support staff, have a website that is second to none, a cell phone app, and it's up and running. This alternative healthcare system has uncensored content, virtual appointments with doctors, other healthcare providers, and integrates with community pharmacies, your local laboratory and in vitro diagnostics, imaging companies, treatment packages, real expertise in acute and post-COVID syndrome, vaccine injury syndromes, all your usual primary care needs, certainly handling prescription needs on demand, and then has holistic products in an online store, including nutraceuticals and supplements, all in one package, the Wellness Company, for a low monthly price. Each and every one of you are invited to join this nationwide platform and get assistance when you really need it. Let's never have a situation with COVID-19 like we had where people could not get access to care. I'm so proud to be a part of this new venture.
This is exactly what we need, so we're not sucker punched when they try the next viral release out of one of their labs. OnlineHealthNow.com, OnlineHealthNow.com. I had dozens of other great telephonic groups and organizations on that did a great job in the last 3 years. But now you guys are creating an umbrella group, bringing everybody together and taking it to the next level. Everybody should bookmark it. You should call. You should sign up today. Because not just the prescriptions, not just the meetings, not just the diagnostics, not just meeting with the doctors and others, but the amount of free information and the studies and the reports and the facts, the information is a brain trust, now more important than ever with all the big tech censorship we're seeing over our health. OnlineHealthNow.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Peter McCullough.
Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're watching The American Journal on Infowars.com and band.video. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Joining me in studio is Reese Marrero, a.k.a. the PSYOP cop. We just watched the really brilliant video that you obviously put a lot of work into. And I'm just continuously blown away by, like, the sheer amount of talent at Infowars. You know, yourself, you edited the show for a long time and suddenly started making reports, and it's like, why haven't you been doing this more? This clearly you have skill in this. Really amazing, and it deserves a lot of views. So please do go share that video, folks. And remember, if you hit the share button on band.video, it gives you that disguised URL you can then post on social media. And we really do need some sort of alternative option to civil war. And you brought that up when we first started talking about it, the fact that there are irreconcilable differences between members of the American population, and there's no need for us to be constantly fighting and bickering or have it, you know, become something even worse. When we all can agree, we can just leave each other alone and separate. That's why I think the term divorce is so necessary, because everybody understands that, like, the reason that we have divorces is because you get to a certain point in a marriage that, like, one of you is going to kill the other, it's better that you just step away. It's not great. It's not a good thing, but it's better than the alternative.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing that's puzzled me for so long is why it seems like, I guess both sides, but particularly the left, has seemed to have forgotten about that entire format for resolving conflict. It's just walking away. Obviously, leading to bloodshed is the worst alternative in most situations. It should always be like an absolute last resort. I just don't understand why this isn't being talked about more. I opened talking about the four boxes of liberty, the last one being the ammo box. And that seems to be one that a lot of people in our sphere tend to want to hint at. They're kind of jockeying for in a lot of ways, some more than others. And I've never been to war.
Right.
I've had family that has, and I've certainly, you know, I've read a lot of books from people who have been to war and stuff. It's absolute hell. It should be avoided at all costs. You can read any history book, let alone a fiction book or whatever, and just see this. It's like, wow, no, we should not be rushing headfirst into this at all. So I see secession and peaceful divorce as the final bulwark against that horrible, horrible alternative.
And of course, we know, or at least I speculate all the time, that if there were to be an actual civil war in this country, the left, or, you know, whatever that manifestation would be, would not hesitate to bring in the UN troops. And I mean, it wouldn't be a civil war. It would be a world war over America. And there would be, you know, they would invite in Chinese soldiers and Mexican soldiers and whoever else to come help them, defeat these dangerous rebels that are literally just want to be left alone. So it's like, we want to avoid that at all cost. But, you know, if the other option is being a slave and being subject to people who despise you, you know, maybe war is not the worst possible thing to happen. But in that video, you sort of cover two irreconcilable divides in American politics. There's what the federal government is engaged in and doing on a continual basis that, you know, we always ask questions here. It's just like, why are we a part of it? Why are we a part of this organization that does nothing but hinder our ability to just live normal lives? It doesn't help us in any way. It only hinders us. So that's ridiculous. And then the other sort of divide is the cultural, social and spiritual divide that I think everybody is recognizing. To you, what are these two different conflicts, like, where do they coincide and what's the outcome of them?
I think they coincide in quite a literal sense, Harrison. I think that, I talked about this in the beginning of my video, I think the federal government that we have right now is actively encouraging and has put themselves in bed with this social echelon in our country that, let's just be honest, just rejects objective truth. It's this kind of postmodernist Marxist movement that has our country in a stranglehold, at least half our country, it seems, in this stranglehold where they're unable to see clearly. They're unable to accept truth. They reject it. They prize self-gratification over most everything, which flies in the face of most conservative Christian values. I think what typifies the conservative experience is, and I can also speak from the Christian perspective as well, is just a harmony with objective reality and embracing the consequences of it. And having that kind of stoic acceptance as we go through our lives in a responsible way, we shoulder responsibility, and we embrace self-sacrifice as a virtue.
Right.
I just think that through a variety of psyops, and like I said in the beginning, outright encouragement from the our own federal government, that's been lost mm-hmm. on roughly half of this country. And as a final result, I just don't discourse, of course, will break down.
Mm-hmm.
That's two classes of people who view reality itself in profoundly different ways.
Right. And then, you know, we were pointing out while watching your video is that it's like their number one weapon is snark.
Yeah.
It's just being like condescending and insulting, because it's not about winning the argument. It's not about actually, you know, considering your opponent or your, you know, the other member of the dialogue as somebody worthy of respect, but as someone just to be mocked and denigrated. And that's just a signal to everybody else that you shouldn't take this guy seriously. You shouldn't even think about it. And so, I mean, you know, again, they're not trying to win the argument. They're trying to just wield or pull on psychological levers to avoid having the argument at all by using snark of all things.
Absolutely. And, you know, I highlighted that in my report as well when we talked about Move Oregon's Border, mm-hmm. Mike McCarter. Here you have a guy who's just in good faith sitting down. I think that was his home. He invited this Daily Show reporter into his home and was like, hey, I want to, you know, raise awareness about my movement. Here we go. I only played like a short clip of that, but the whole report, and I know you and I watched a little bit of it as well, but it's like, it's exactly that. It's that snark. It's that Marvel movie puppy dog Reddit sarcasm that these people employ when they feel like they can't actually win on logic and facts alone. So, yeah, you saw him going like,
yeah.
The whole time acting like he's saying the most ridiculous thing in the world when in reality you look at what the man is saying. It's perfectly reasonable.
Right.
They're just – him and his cohort are just deathly afraid of losing their grip on – a huge set of the population. They don't like when people go, we don't like your ideas. We want to be with people who have our ideas and live those ideas out. They go like, what? They can't stand it.
And then of course the issue, we'll talk about this more on the other side, is the fact that, you know, the left would never just let this happen. Like, I feel like if it was the other way around and the left wing was like, we're going to break away, it'd be like, see ya, have fun, good luck with that. We'll see you when you come crawling back in a little while. But like, they're not going to, you know, if Texas were to secede, they would see it as like a imperative. I mean, they would see it like the Ukrainian invasion. It'd be like, Texas is gonna murder all of their LGBT black people, and we have to stop them. Right?
Totally.
They would ramp it up to the highest level, and they would do whatever it takes to not let us just be ourselves and just rule ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And on the other side, we'll definitely dive deeper into that. Like, why? What exactly is it that they hate about this idea of people going their own way and living out their values in peace separately? It's this kind of mandate from heaven they seem to have, this spiritual endeavor to just proselytize and capture people instead of just letting people live out.
It's good. I think it's a good phrase. It's not liberalism. It's not leftism. It's a mandate from hell that they're operating
from hell.
On.
Yeah. Sorry, Harrison. I misspoke horribly.
It's all right. We'll fix it on the other side. We'll stay with us, folks.
Cucklight presents Real Stable Genius.
Real Stable Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Ridiculous Prosthetic Breast Teacher.
Mr. Ridiculous Prosthetic Breast Teacher.
Just when you thought the world could not get more ridiculous, you showed up to school with a beard and a bust from a freak show carnival in 1941.
Gather around me.
But they wouldn't put you in a classroom with children and a blade saw, would they? Of course they would.
Look at these!
I'm sure the children will have no problem concentrating with your quadruple D bazoongas bouncing around.
Eyes up here, boys!
And if the parents have a problem with that, you know they'll be called bigots and the show will go on.
Nothing can stop me!
So crack open an ice cold cucklight, Mr. Mother of the Mammaries. Because when it comes to your cans, class dismissed.
You get a double D plus.
Cucklight, InfoWarsStore.com, Austin, Texas.
a fight for America's life and the world's life and a fight for our children, literally, against these satanic forces. I want that to sink in for people and really just understand that history's happening now. You can't wait till later. You've got to be vocal. You've got to pray. You've got to be involved. You've got to be engaged. And you've got to fund this operation. And I guess God loves to keep me hungry, but man, he keeps me right in the red, right in the black. We are right there in the edge of the black. I want to expand, not just stay on air, and I don't want to contract and implode. So please, get great products you already need at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't battle the crowds. Don't burn all that gas. Don't run around trying to buy a bunch of stupid Chinese-made communist products that break before you get them out of the box. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get products that empower your immune system and your stamina and your focus and your clarity. These are all top of the line, very best there are. Biggest sale of the year runs in November, and it'll run similar sales through December, but a lot of the products are going to be sold out. So Black Friday comes early. Biggest sale yet. It'll be the biggest sale of the year. It is the biggest sale of the year. Up to 60% off with promo code 1776 at checkout. Double Patriot points. You need the vitamin C and zinc. 1,100% organic vitamin C with high-quality zinc. Penrose hips. That's what Linus Pauling, the Nobel Prize winner, recommended for just supercharging everything. It's the classic Linus Pauling prescription. You've got the InfoWars Life Vitamin D3, highest quality D3 with the calcium for better upload. That is the gold standard for your immune system. An organic multivitamin that is so amazing. Back in stock. X3, all of it. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus. Oh, man. Makes your telomeres last longer. Cleans out your cells. Everybody going into this winter needs to fortify their immune systems. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get great products and know you are changing history. Don't wait. Take the action now. Fight back. Protect yourself. Be healthier and fund the InfoWar. We're almost out of the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coins, the final coin for a long time. It's the fourth coin. We're giving everybody founding member status that gets it as well. A lot of special deals and stuff that come with that. At 1776coin.com or patriotcollectibles.com. Use promo code 1776 and get 25% off on the coin and more. 1776coin.com, 1776coin.com, promo code 1776 on checkout as well.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Hey, folks, welcome back. I'm Harrison Smith, joined in studio by Reese Marrero. You can find his channel on band.video at The PSYOP Cop. Go to band.video, go to The PSYOP Cop channel. Click Peaceful Divorce. Watch it again if you want, but definitely click the share button to that. Because again, I really think just opening up people's minds to the concept of secession is such a valuable thing. That's the first step, because as you point out in that report, people have been poisoned against it. Where should we go from here? I guess we can talk about this real quick.
Yeah, sure.
My sister sent me this yesterday. It's a pretty hilarious tweet. But you sort of referred to Christianity as like stoic. So it reminded me of this. It's a woman named Leia. She says, recently I've been texting my atheist philosopher bro friends fake Marcus Aurelius quotes just to reveal to them that it's actually the Bible. And so she'll send a quote that's like, you are a slave to whatever controls you, asks thoughts. And the guy responds, agree, Marcus is one of the best Stoics. And she responds, that's actually 2 Peter 2:19, repent and seek Christ. She sends the same thing to another person who says, I mean, yeah, control over your emotion and passion is a big part of Stoic philosophy. Cool, that's actually 2 Peter 2:19. So if you cling to Christ, you might actually learn some self-control. And he responds simply, damn.
Yeah.
So, and again, this relates to sort of, you know, the idea of Christianity that you were pointing out, but also I can't help but see the thread between like people have been poisoned against certain ideas that they agree with actually, mm-hmm. but because of where it comes from or because they have a preconceived notion of these ideas, they reject them outright. I think Christianity is one of those where if they know it's Jesus, they just go, wow, that's religious nonsense. I don't have to pay attention to that. Right. And I see a similar thing with secession where people just go, nope, it's impossible. We can't do it. And that's sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy in a lot of ways.
Absolutely. And I think that ultimately is a testament to the power of propaganda.
Yeah,
and the ability to weave stories that are based in deception, not in truth and reality, to influence large groups of people.
Right.
And I think, of course, Jesus and the Bible being most attacked in that regard is a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
Many times in my recent years, I've just invoked the name Jesus in a conversation, and people just go, ah, it's right, literally like right. painful. It's like literally painful for them to hear, because within the name of Jesus obviously comes great spiritual power, but also just it comes, unfortunately for these people, it comes prepackaged with all these false notions of just, I don't know how to say it, but it's just like the way they seem to put it is just like, it's just no fun. You know, following Jesus is no fun. And I don't get to do what I
and
want.
That's their highest value, is having fun. Yeah.
Right, bingo. Yeah, exactly. And so like, and that's exactly what's wrong. And when you unpack what that means, like having fun is the highest value, I think you can just condense that down further to pleasure.
Yeah.
People value pleasure over transcendental, long-term spiritual fulfillment.
Right.
And I think that's a big symptom we're seeing socially take place in our country, where it's just like we have all these entertainment corporations, the Hollywood pedophile industrial complex, mm-hmm. just bombarding the population with these stories and these lifestyles that teach people to prize bodily pleasure, sensory pleasure over, like I just said, things that are transcendental and spiritual.
Or even like existence itself, they will sacrifice like their bloodline for, near term pleasure. And of course, that's, you know, Brave New World. He talks about that is what their entire society is built around, shortening the time between a wanting something and then getting it. And then they, by doing that, they sort of are able to dictate what the people actually want, because you can't just want to be married and have kids and have it fulfilled that very day. That's a long-term thing that takes a long time, and it takes discipline and all this sort of stuff. But if you want to go to the feelies and have an orgasm, you can do that this hour, you know? And so it's by controlling what their desires are and then fulfilling their desires immediately, you have them in a state of willing slavery.
Yeah. And a figure who's really discussed this quite a bit is E. Michael Jones. He has this very big book that I unfortunately have not been able to get all the way through, because it's like a lot of information. It's very condensed, but it's called Libido Dominandi. And he expresses this idea of exactly what we're talking about, where it's just sexual liberation is a form of social control.
Right.
And a long, long time ago, people, despots and tyrants, figured this out.
Yeah.
And we're seeing the fruits of that ideology sprout in our current society in a really just horrifying way. And I think when we talk about the battle between immediate pleasure versus spiritual long-term gratification, hopefully found in Christ, just look no further than sexual liberation being that primary tool.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, as that, you know, fake Marcus Aurelius quote references, you know, back in the day when they wouldn't really talk about addiction as much, they would talk about being a slave to something, right?
Yes.
You're a slave to tobacco because you're controlled by it. And people are a slave to their addictions, which in many cases now are pornography or video games or whatever else. It's not necessarily something you consume, but something you actually do. And of course, how this relates to the idea of Texas secession or secession in general, any state, you know, seceding, is that we would rather live in a country that and have a government that values something beyond our immediate, impermanent pleasure, and actually helps its citizens reach some sort of more beneficial state of being.
Absolutely. And I mean, you look back in history, when civilizations adopted that framework and valued the objective reality and things that were transcendental and they valued, just basically a culture of self-sacrifice is what I would say. The traditional cultures of self-sacrifice, you know, of course you're going to have a family, you're going to be a father, and you're going to embrace all of the responsibility that comes with, because even though it's hard in the here and now and in the present moment, ultimately you're basically a microcosm of God himself enacting the role of the father to someone that is a copy of you. You've merged a copy. You've created a copy because you've merged with your lover. And that's a beautiful experience to have. However, it takes a lot of self-sacrifice.
Right.
And, you know, when that was held as a virtue, families in particular were held as virtuous, and being a patriarch specifically, societies did a lot better, and they certainly weren't sinking into such deep moral decay that we found ourselves in.
Right. And that wasn't necessarily upheld by law or by the government. It was more of a societal pressure.
Exactly.
That was sort of reinforced by government law, because it did used to, you know, divorce and things were illegal, and you weren't, you know, adultery was actually a crime, like stuff like that.
Right.
You know, and the other thing that you mentioned in that first segment that I thought was really deep was that, you know, Christianity, or this clear thinking, objective view of the world, means that you simply want to live in harmony with consequences. And the people that we fight against often just like act like there are no consequences to this. The only consequence is you want us to not have fun and we want to have fun. But the reality is, and it's not that we're imposing consequences, is that the consequences already exist. And I always would use this argument, like all the way, I remember making this argument back in high school about Christianity, because the typical, like, you know, internet atheist argument was, there's a man in the sky that threatens you. He's going to punish you if
sky
you
don't daddy.
Do as he says. Yeah, sky daddy, this argument. But to me, it was like, if you're racing towards a cliff and I go, you got to put your foot on the brake or you're going to fly off the cliff. Am I threatening you to throw you off the cliff? No, I'm just telling you what the consequences of your action are. You can ignore them or not. I'm not threatening you with anything. I'm trying to warn you and help you, you know, more than anything else.
Absolutely.
I want to get your response to that, but I've just received a note from great info warrior and head of InfoWars Europe, Dan Lyman. He says, Reese is great, deep thinker. We have the best colleagues, folks. And we really do.
Thanks, Dan.
And just know that all of this is brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. You can go there now. Take advantage of the mega sale. It is the selling out mega sale, mega blowout sale, I should say. 60% off our top selling items. And not only do you support this show and the War Room, in the Alex Jones Show, you also support people like the PSYOP cock. The PSYOP cop. Absolutely an accident. I did not mean to say that. The PSYOP cop, Reese Marrero, and all the other great content creators at band.video, and Dan Lyman, while you're at it, and Greg Reese, and Brian Wilson, and Christy Lee, and all of the others that we have at band.video, InfoWarsStore.com.
We're not backed by the Republican Party, by the Democratic Party, by George Soros, by Bill Gates, by Pfizer, by the ADL, by the New World Order, by nobody but you. So the media makes fun of Roger Stone selling T-shirts and signed stones. Well, we go to the people. It's a badge of honor. It's a badge of how we're grassroots, that we fund ourselves with books and films and high-quality supplements and things that you need. And so please, if everybody would pray for the broadcast, everybody would share the videos and articles, if everybody would buy the products, we could change the whole world even faster and better. But plus, these are great products you need that make your life much richer, much healthier. So I want to be very clear here. We are running the best sales of the year right now. They'll run through Christmas, but most of the stuff will be sold out way before Christmas. But despite the fact that DNA Force Plus and X3 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Supermel Vitality and all this stuff is very close to selling out, I'm going to keep it at 50 to 60% off with promo code 1776 until it all sells out, because I want you to get a great deal and I need to bring in the money, period, just to stay on air. So we're blasting everything out in a clearance sale. You should get your Christmas shopping done now and stock up on all these great products, despite the fact that X3 will be sold out in a week. It is still, ladies and gentlemen, 50% off with promo code 1776 at checkout and double Patriot points. Brain Force Plus, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Support, amazing, 50% off. Alpha Power, 50% off for your male vitality and female vitality. Vaso Beats creates nitrous oxide in the blood, so good for your heart, cardiovascular. That's really important nowadays. 50% off. Bodies, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, it's all there. Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, Immune Support. Busy Magnesium, that has the highest quality magnesium that I don't know of any other company that actually has this high-grade magnesium in it that's so good for your joints, your muscles, your bones, your cardiovascular, your whole body. All these are synergistic. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these while you still can, and keep us on the air, truly changing the world together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Massive news sponsored by you, brought to the world by you. Lavrov went public last night and said, we are at war with NATO. NATO is at war with us. And this is going to escalate very quickly into a nuclear war. You think that would be bigger news? It's in some newspapers, but it should be the top story everywhere. That's a big deal. Now,
Watch this video in its entirety right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment of today's episode, The American Journal. By the way, I need to make a show note here at the end of this, but we are sitting here talking with Reese Marrero. He is the editor of American Journal, but also a producer here at InfoWars. The PSYOP Cop is his channel on band.video. And I really am so happy that you're now starting to make reports, because you clearly put a lot of work into it. And I don't know if anybody's tried to make a report or edit a video before, but if you have, then you'll appreciate how much work has gone into the latest by the PSYOP Cop, talking about a peaceful divorce. So there's obviously a lot of opposition to this. And the question is why, right? Why is the left so opposed to the idea of breaking away from the federal government and just wanting to rule our own areas with our own ideas? Why do we have to be subject to them?
Well, that's a very good question. And that seems to be...
I don't know. I don't expect you to have the answer, because have the answer. I mean, other than they're psychopaths, I don't know if there's any deeper explanation than that.
No, absolutely. Well, maybe Michael Malice can help us out on this one, because... I read this transcript of a podcast he was on recently, and he discussed the left in this scenario of debating secession. They seem to have, like I said earlier, like a spiritual mandate with their ideology. It's not just ideas, which ideas are better. Let's just kind of play them out in this arena over time. And progressivism really has taken on a sort of religious role for these people. We've seen proof of that. Out the wazoo, we don't even need to get into that. And so as a result, Michael Malice says something very interesting. He says, basically, if the right separates themselves from this left-right dichotomy in this country, and they just go, hey, we're going to do our own thing over here, the left deep down basically faces an existential spiritual crisis without the force that they're opposing being present in the equation any longer. So it's kind of like and the way I thought of it is almost like the scene from The Dark Knight with Joker. He's just like, you complete me. Like,
right.
It's like these people in a lot of ways really do like need, the Nazis,
right.
The MAGA crew or MAGA platoon, whatever they're calling us now. They need it. Ultra MAGA, whatever. They really do like need us around in a kind of an oddly spiritual sense.
Right.
Because without us, it's just this vacuum. And something that I thought of to wrap this up, something that kind of made me laugh was there's this TikTok going around where it's this guy, you know, those classic Times Square TikToks where they ask people kind of simple questions or whatever. But this guy asked this group, multiple young people, Gen Z, they're like, is there anything worse than just being alone in a room with your thoughts, just by yourself? And like everyone was just like, no, like back to back. And I think that in of itself is a microcosm for the larger whole of the left.
Right.
They are terrified of being alone with their ideas without this opposition, this kind of yin to their yang that defines their entire movement.
Right.
So that was an interesting take on it that I hadn't heard before.
No, it's very different to think that you're fighting the nascent Nazi movement that wants to kill all non-white people than it is to recognize that like you're literally fighting against like a homemaker, a loving grandmother from Oklahoma. You know, it's just like some wonderful woman that will like serve you pie and you know, treat you right. You know, they would rather believe that she is some sort of dangerous Nazi activist that they have to fight against, because that's what gives their life meaning.
Yeah.
I think you're exactly right. But, you know, moving away from the spiritual, you know, cultural conflict, which we all recognize and report here on a daily basis, is just this baffling thing that we have the federal government has been instituted to do certain things. And they're enumerated in, you know, the preamble to the Constitution, right? In order to, you know, provide defense and just all of these very simple, obvious things. They are empowered with unquestionable authority in certain regards to fulfill certain things. Mm-hmm. They retain that authority. They retain that ability to, you know, exercise power, and yet they don't fulfill their obligation, which is protection of the people underneath them. And the thing I am looking at here is Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, invoking the invasion clause of the U.S. and Texas constitutions to fully authorize Texas to take unprecedented measures. So the federal government is there. If they're just doing one thing, it should be to protect the border. If you boil all of government down to just one obligation, it is to protect those inside the nation from those outside the nation. And yet they're not fulfilling that most basic requirement. And they even have, you know, in this, you know, border or bullet points that he puts out, he mentions entering into compact with other states to secure the border. If that's not already being done from our by our participation in the federal government, then there is no point in being in our federal government. If we're still having to enter into alliances with other American states in order to fulfill its most basic function of government, then, you know, we might as well secede. Like, to me, any of these. And then he also mentions enter into agreement with foreign powers to enhance border security. Like, this is what a nationally sovereign country should be doing, not a state. So it's like, we might as well just secede because we're getting nothing but abuse from the federal government.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just it's deeply ironic that it's just like, you know, for the degree to which the federal government just likes to swing a big club and, you know, send all this money everywhere and just like take in all of our tax dollars and act like they have so much power, they couldn't possibly be misusing it more in recent years, especially in recent years.
Even if they were doing nothing, it would be better than what they're doing now.
Quite literally. And so it's very telling. And I think that Abbott is having to do this and basically just consolidate the power back to within the state borders to exercise the things that, by all means, the federal government, as the entity as it is, should be doing and helping to pay for, honestly. It's just, here's the thing. I think that most Americans can see the sick irony that we're sending tens of billions of dollars to Ukraine, but we can't spare a couple billion for the border, at the Mexican border. Like, that is not a hard scenario to look at. That's not complicated. It's just, wow, they clearly prefer overseas entanglements over, you know, what's happening in the homeland. Like, you don't have to be 150 IQ to see that. So it's like, I think this pattern that we're starting to see where it's just like Abbott and governors on the state level just kind of go, you know what, sick of this. I'm going to, you know, you made me get up out of my chair, you know, kind of doing these sorts of things. I think we're going to see an acceleration of this overall
in the
coming year. I think things are going to get crazier for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Just wouldn't it be nice to just not have to care about what goes on in Washington, D.C.? Wouldn't it be nice just to treat Washington, D.C. like, I don't know, Ottawa? Like, I don't care what goes on in Ottawa. I don't care what decisions they make.
Right.
They're Canada. They don't affect me. That would be, it'd be so nice to be able to just watch D.C. from afar and laugh at them as we, you know, have our own national capital in Texas. And I really think, I mean, my dream, my just fantasy world, you know, magic wand wish would be to have Texas secede and then have a new Gone to Texas movement, right? That was the thing is back when Texas was founded, people, you know, you'd walk through a town in Missouri or whatever and there'd be GTT written on doors because they had just picked up and gone to Texas. I would love to see a consolidation of all of these populations from California to Oregon, all these people that are living under the despotic, tyrannical, wasteful, you know, liberal policies. If Texas could lead the way and secede and go, hey, if you're with us, if you like our ideas, you can come and be a Texan as well, and have all of these people that are right now just separate and living in little conclaves and blue areas, if we could all consolidate in Texas, we would be unapproachable. We would be a fortress that, you know, could exist forever in a state of equilibrium with nature and God. So, I mean, I just think it's a great idea that deserves more discussion. I think your video does an excellent job of breaking it down. Again, go to band.video, go to the PSYOP Cop, share that latest video. It's absolutely incredible. And we, of course, encourage you to make more. But we encourage you, more importantly, the audience, to share this. Is it time for a peaceful national divorce? Let's get that conversation started and at least point out the bizarre nature of our current situation and how it doesn't have to be this way. So thank you very much for joining us here today, Reese.
Absolutely.
We're going to have you on more.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's been an absolute pleasure. I think closing comment would be just, you know, Daniel Miller says it's not a question of if, it's when. It's when is Texit going to happen? And I really do believe that. And I think that the proof is out there more than it's ever been. The rationale behind such a movement is so clear and so obvious and in our face every single day that we wake up in this country that it's just going to become less of a scary option to just say, hey, we're done with this. Let's get out of this federal machine that hates us and reclaim our sovereignty and get that out.
100%. Thank you again. Reese Marrero, the PsyopCopBand.video. Folks, I'm going out of town. I'm not going to be here for the next week or so. So I hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving. Chase Geiser is going to be hosting for me tomorrow, Friday. Monday is going to be Savannah Hernandez. It's going to be best of episodes the week of Thanksgiving. I hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I'll see you in a little while.
I signed up for this a long time ago. I signed on the dotted line, not with the devil, but with God. And God showed me the path forward. And I chose this path, and everything that was laid out before me is now proceeding in God's plan. You've always got to remember that Satan has control for a limited time, but it's all part of God's plan. Remember that. When they're laughing at you, when they're lying about you, when they're attacking you, when they're hurting you, when they're killing you, that in the end, this is all just a test. I'm not here to keep my head down. I'm not here to sit on the sidelines. I asked to be in the arena. I prayed to God to help me expose the New World Order. So I'm not like all these other so-called men that aren't in the arena. I'm in the arena. But I want you to know I am fighting for you and for my own family and for all of us. And I need your hope, your prayers, and your support. Christ said, pick up your cross and follow me. And if you're following me, you're going to get persecuted. I know this life is a flash. This is a test, and I'm sure not perfect. Believe that. But I mean well, and I love God, and I love justice, and I am extremely honored to be here, and this is exactly where I wanted to be. But I want to ask you at this part of the most intense fight beginning at the Crucible, as I go in the middle of the enemy hyenas to literally tear me to pieces. You think this is bad? It's going to get a lot worse. I told you a long time ago, I will be destroyed. I told you that 20 years ago. I told you that 10 years ago, because they're coming for you next. And when they're annihilating and killing billions of you, I want you to remember that I fought for you. Because through this fight coming, we will overcome these people. I am in the arena. Yeah! This is where I want to be! This is the way to go down, baby! This is just the beginning.